As budget negotiations continue in Albany, a behind-the-scenes struggle has been playing out. It pits the fossil fuel industry against the interest of New Yorkers working to enact a statewide ban on gas in new New York State construction. The bill in question is similar to a law passed in December in New York City. It's the All-Electric Building Act, sponsored by Assemblymember Emily Gallagher. She represents Greenpoint, Williamsburg, Clinton Hill, and Fort Greene, Brooklyn. She points to the UN climate report, which came out this week.
We are being told that we need to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. And we need investment in the shift to low carbon. And right now, the report says that shift that we are doing is six times lower than needed by 2030. 2030 is in 8 years. That is not a long time. And New York already has the infrastructure and the ideas to make this work here. We have this bill in New York City. We have already worked out the details. We have examples from other countries of how well this works. The technology is used in Norway, a very cold country. You know, there's enough energy in the grid. These fossil fuel companies are pouring lies into our governmental representatives' ears in order to keep us making the same poor decisions that we made in the past.
Assemblymember Gallagher says fossil fuels and their money must become unwelcomed in New York State. According to Peter Sikora of New York Communities for Change, New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie is holding up the agreement. Sikora told Popular Information that Hastie is standing up for the oil and gas lobbyists. Misleading ads have been placed to alarm New Yorkers by several members of New Yorkers for Affordable Energy. It's a coalition of corporate interests who are financial patrons of Hastie. Alex Beauchamp is Northeast Regional Director at Food and Water Watch. He says that for the first time, the UN climate report is warning us in New York and around the globe that it's the political power of the fossil fuel industry that's hampering the ability to deal with the largest threat facing all of us.
Over and over and over again, the IPCC cites the ridiculous political power of the fossil fuel industry as a central barrier to achieving the change we desperately need. And for those of us in the fight in New York, this comes as no surprise, right? We're currently in a huge battle to ban gas in new buildings, to ban all fossil fuels in new buildings. And what we're up against is a giant campaign, a giant AstroTurf campaign funded by the fossil fuel industry and their allies and the utilities. And they're doing what they always do, right? They're blanketing social media with ads, including ads that contain outright lies about the bill. They're employing an army of lobbyists to prowl the halls of Albany and talk to our elected officials. It's the same old playbook that we've seen for decades.
The state Senate is pushing for a gas ban starting in 2024 for new buildings, and the governor also proposes a gas ban. But they've been unable to get the assembly to negotiate on the bill, the All-Electric Building Act. Meanwhile, the bill has the support of 56 senators and assembly members from across New York State, and there's an enormous amount of constituent pressure on Speaker Hastie to come to the table on this issue. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.